goodsuccess.com. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word. Lord, be magnified in Jesus' name. And we ask that everyone will truly have an encounter today. Let no one return back the same way. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The topic remains stepping out in the face of doubt. Praise God. We started this series a few weeks back. Today is the third one. And the series is A Simpler Way to a Fruitful Life. We can have fruitfulness much more easily. That is what this topic is all about. There is a better way to doing things. There is a better way to achieving results. And that is exactly what God is bringing us to with this topic. Over the course of the last 2 weeks, we've learned a couple of things. We've been able to understand why people get into doubt, double-mindedness, lack of clarity. And also, we've been able to understand last week about fear. The fear is one of the reasons why we don't step out, because we are afraid of failure, afraid of success, and also procrastination, pushing forward to tomorrow what we are supposed to do. That's one of the reasons why people don't step out. And the truth is, if you don't step out, you can't have results. Procrastination, waiting for perfect conditions, those are the things we mentioned last week. Waiting till everything is perfect, till you have the money before you start a business, till you have the money before you get into marriage. Waiting till you have the perfect person who has no blemish, who is like Jesus Christ before you get married, or who is like Virgin Mary before you get married. Those are the things that actually hinder people from stepping out to achieve what God wants them to achieve. And then I believe that by the word of God last week, we are all delivered from those things. And then perfectionism, waiting till everything is perfect or you want to achieve the perfect result, hindering you from getting to the next step. So for example, if I'm supposed to spend 1 hour on a task and I spend 2 hours on that task making sure it is super perfect, I'm not saying we should do things with mediocrity, but once you achieve excellence, you can step forward. So those are the things we did last week. And we also mentioned the point of impatience. Being impatient, just hurrying. And like I said last week, there's a thin line between impatience and hurry. So today is going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. And we'll be talking about some other things that are major, that are key to stepping out. These are the things that actually hinder us, especially our generation. So number one that I'm going to talk about today, by the Spirit of God, is laziness. I know somebody's going to say, no, I'm not lazy. I work 50 hours a day. I've been working, I hustle. In quotes, so to say. But by the time we finish this today, you understand whether you are lazy or not, or whether I'm lazy or not. Most of us exhibit traits of laziness in one area of life or the other. Some of us are super active when it comes to one thing, and then when it comes to another thing, super lazy. Some people can pray for hours, but they can't even struggle to read the Bible for 30 minutes or 15 minutes. That's laziness in that aspect, because you actually have the capacity to read your Bible. So if I'm not reading my Bible, then I'm lazy when it comes to reading the Bible, even if I'm not lazy when it comes to other things. Some people, they are not lazy when it comes to working in a job for someone else, but when it comes to working for themselves, they are lazy. They keep pushing it forward. They keep having reasons and excuses here and there. So that is laziness in that aspect. Some doubts are self-inflicted, based on unwillingness to take relevant and timely actions. If I'm not taking relevant actions, timely actions, then I'm inflicting doubt on myself. I'm beginning to doubt, if I step out now, I'll feel this pain, or it won't be comfortable, or I will sleep early, I won't be able to sleep early again, and all that. So those are traits of laziness. Laziness is not inability or lack of endowment. So for example, if somebody is comparing me with a doctor, a medical doctor, and the person is saying, because I don't know every part of the body, I don't know how to treat someone who has headache, just simple headache, you don't even know how to prescribe drug. And then person is now calling me lazy because of that. Then that's the person who has a problem, because I've not trained to be a doctor. But let's say I train to be a doctor and I don't know how to prescribe drugs, be able to diagnose people based on symptoms and all that, then I may be a lazy doctor. I'm a construction expert by training, If I don't know how to discover cracks in a wall, to know exactly what is causing that crack within few minutes, to be able to suggest that this may be the reasons why there's a crack on this concrete, then I'm not good. I'm not a professional. So the same way in every aspect of life, laziness is not inability, it's not a lack of endowment, but it's unwillingness. It's majorly a lack of will. That means I'm not willing to take the action. I'm not willing to take the right action that I'm supposed to take. That is majorly what laziness is all about. So, from today, look at yourself. Some of us have not even finished filling the checklist I sent how many weeks ago. That is nothing but laziness. Let's tell ourselves the truth. If you want to create time for it, you will create time for it. Some of us have maybe filled it, but have never taken a step to even do what is written there. That is laziness. That is not taking the action that you have the capacity to take, the ability to take. That is laziness. If I'm supposed to read 2 pages of a book every day and I'm not reading it, that is laziness, because I have the capacity, but I'm not taking action. So these are the things that hinder us stepping out. These are the things that actually fuel doubt inside of us. So the second thing, which is one of the major things that I want us to spend time on today, is lack of focus. Miles Muro, who I will always quote, says that lack of focus is the reason why men fail. That men fail because there is no focus. Now, let's look at it. How many things have you planned to do in your life, in my life, that I have not been able to do? I did it halfway and I left it. I'm sure that if not all of us, most of us are guilty of this. You started in that path and then something happened, you just got distracted. This is not the year to be distracted. You have your checklist, you've written out the things I want to be accomplished this year, you've even added the time to do it. Now it is time to be focused, to say, yes, I said I'm going to read at this time. It is not the time for movie. No matter what headline came up, no matter what pops up on my phone, I'm not going to do it. And today we'll be talking about our phones and social media. Let me tell you a story. There was a day that I saw what practical distraction and practical lack of focus could be. My son then, he had some struggles when we started our marriage and all that. And we were not buying toys for him. So he had very small ones, maybe the ones they give us as gifts, but very small ones. Then one day, I just got angry that, why is my son not buying gifts? I just went to a mall then in Lagos and I bought toys, bag of toys, a lot, and I brought it home for him. And when I poured it on the floor, I saw him picking one, dropping the other. I wish you could see me. He would touch one, he would drop it. He was just shaking, taking one, dropping the other one, and just picking one by one. He didn't even know the one to play with because there were so many options. That is a practical description of distraction. That is exactly what happens to us, especially in our age. It's an attack of the enemy. If we keep looking at it naturally, we may just justify it. But let me tell you, it's not only a natural thing, it's a spiritual thing. It's a trap of the enemy. How many times have you gone to Facebook to just go and read a message and you ended up spending 1 hour? If it has happened to you before, maybe put a thumbs up in the chat. You only wanted to check one thing and you ended up spending minutes upon minutes, maybe an hour on Facebook. And at the end of the day, you are like, what am I even doing here in the first place? It happens to me almost every time I go to Facebook. Almost every time. They intentionally designed these things to become a web. It's a web, let me tell you. It's not only me saying it. It's not only something that I'm saying spiritually. It is something that they have found out that it is a distraction. It is intentionally done that way. Recently, I was watching, I think, the Senate in the US. They invited Mark Zuckerberg, the owner of TikTok, Snapchat, and all these major owners. And they brought them in. They were questioning them. It was a tough thing. You can watch it online. They were questioning them that, do they know that this platforms are harmful? That's what they were using. They used the word harmful. Do you know that these platforms are harmful to our children, especially? Do you want kids to be using this platform? Those are the questions they were asking them. And I'm asking you today, it's not only kids, even adults. It is time for us to have a strategy for using these things. These things have become a necessary evil in quotes that we can almost not do without. If you do business, you will use Facebook to do ads. You will use Google to run ads. Google is still good. All the other ones are good, but especially Facebook, Instagram. Let me tell you what happens to me when I go to Facebook. If I'm going to check a message, when I get there, it's almost like they rearrange things every time. I can't remember where to find pages as long as I've been going there, and I'm not dumb. I know I'm smart, very smart. But every time I go there, I'm like, where do I get my pages? Where do I get this? Where do I get my personal profile? That's what happens almost every time. I know it is intentional for us to be distracted with these things. So, if they have been smart enough to say this is how they will do it, we should be smarter. The Bible says the children of this world have been smart, that we should also be as wise as serpents. Do you know who the serpent is in the Bible? The devil. Smart. See how he, let me use the word entered. See how he entered Eve. See how he just entered the life of Eve. He was just asking questions. Did you know that the devil never really directly accused God or said what God said was not true? He didn't really say that. He just said it stylishly, playing upon the intelligence of Eve. What Eve has been brooding on all these years, he just played upon his intelligence. That's exactly what these people do. I'm a marketer. I'm a professional in all these fields. Trust me, I understand these things. They play on your intelligence. Everything you want to do, that's exactly what they are selling to you. Trust me, you really don't buy anything you don't want. It's the truth. You only buy something that has been in your mind, in your subconscious, that you probably don't even know anything about, that you are not conscious about. They make you conscious of it, and then they sell it to you. That's exactly what marketing does. So, we also need to be smart in the other end. When you want to buy something, you need to ask yourself, am I buying this thing because I need it, or because I want it, or because I just want to satisfy my flesh? Distractions, lack of focus, that's what we are still talking about. So, when you want to take a decision in life, you want to ask yourself again, why am I taking this decision? Why am I doing this thing at this time? This movie I'm watching, do I really need to watch it? Is it because everybody has been talking about it? Then I have to watch it. Yes, you may want to watch it, but do I have to watch it now? Football, that's to men mostly. You just want to watch Arsenal, Man U, and all these people. Sorry, those are the ones I remember. Maybe Liverpool and some other ones. Those are the ones I know because I don't watch. And I really thank God for my life that I didn't start watching this thing. There's nothing wrong in watching football, of course. It's recreation. What I'm just saying is, don't be bound by it. The Bible says that everything is permissible. That means I have the power to do anything. And that is where mostly Christians are feeling these days. That they just feel we can do anything, and then you do anything. That's not where the law ends. I can do anything, but I will not be bound by anything. I can do everything, but I will not be under bondage to everything. Okay, because there's a football match going and you are supposed to pray at that time, do you have to go and watch it? No. Not only football, anything. Anything. God is saying we should have power over ourselves, over the flesh. So, don't let anything distract you this year. That focus, if you have to set an alarm for it every day, that this is what I need to do at this time, sit down, spend 1 hour to create alarm for every hour of the day if possible, so that you can always remember that I need to be focused. And I'm going to tell you from my own example. I saw how lack of focus affected me last year. This year alone, I found a platform called Focus Meet. It's a paid app. If something you can afford, fine, you can do it. But this is what happens on that platform. People all over the world have found that they are so distracted. There's somebody who just wants to clean a shelf. I'm talking from what I saw. Somebody I met on that platform just wanted to arrange a shelf at home. But she knew that she may be distracted and not be able to do it. So she needed an accountability partner. So what happens on that platform is you just log in. You are randomly connected with anyone. And then on that platform, you are both on video. So that person will watch you whether you are just distracting yourself or not. And then you watch that person. So each of you say that 1 hour, I want to be focused on this thing. 25 minutes, almost 1 hour or so. So everybody sits down and gets it accomplished. That's why I know we have problem. Somebody wants to just clean a shelf. What's the big deal there? but she knew she may not finish it. That's how much distracted we are. And that's why people begin to get attention by everything. Some people want to get attention to be identified as dogs or anything they want to be. Somebody can wake up and be identified as whatever they want to be in the day. See, these are the reasons behind it. Lack of focus. People don't even know where they're going anymore. So they are looking for something to even encourage them to go anywhere they want to go. So we must not be like that as children of God. Make sure you don't let the toys of life, the toys of social media, the toys of what people say, the toys of unnecessary gist, even in the church, distract you. There are some things that happen in church that you don't have a business being involved in. I'm talking to us as Christians. And there are some things that you should be involved in. Be where you are needed. Be where God wants you to be. You don't have to be in every unit in church. It causes lack of focus. Eventually, you may not be able to be focused in anyone. So if it's one, take it, focus on it, make an impact there so that if you have to leave, they will say, no, this person is leaving this spot. Everybody knows you are dedicated there. Of course, you can do many. What I'm just saying is, let there be focus. If you want to take a food, like I said, social media is a trap. Intentionally done so. It's a web, worldwide web. The internet is not really the web anymore. Social media is now the web part of the internet. So, if you want to take a food from a trap, how will you take it? Won't you have a strategy? Will you just put your hand on the trap and take it? You'll be caught in. So that means social media is more like a food. It's a necessary thing for our generation. So if I want to take a food from that trap, what do I need to do? I need a strategy. I need to have a time I'm spending on social media. In fact, for some of us, you may have to turn off all notifications from your social media apps because they just get to you anytime. Sometimes set your phone to have no notification. All our phones can do it. That's what we don't know. Almost every smartphone you have can do that. You can set a focus time. And that's what I do. At night, every day, automatically, if you call me to go on silence, you can't just call me. There's a period of time you can't call me anymore. I won't even know. If I know, I will pick it. Maybe because I respect you. But if I don't know, I can't pick it. I can't get notifications. I can't get anything. That is my period to focus, to rest, to stay with my family. So we may need to do it too. Maybe in the morning, you may say from this time to this time, no notification comes on my phone. So you can focus. Have focus times every day. Please have a strategy for using these necessary things. I'm going to share statistics with you today, and I'm going to put the link in the group so you can read it when we are done. It talks about the attention span of our age. It said the average human attention span is 8.25 seconds. Not minutes, not hours, seconds. That's how distracted we are. They used to say that I think the goldfish is one of the most distracted things in the world. But you know what? We are more distracted than the goldfish now. The goldfish has an attention span of like 9 seconds. We have less than 9 seconds now. So when you know these things, you know how we all need to put serious effort into our focus. Focus. The church is being distracted by so many activities that we forget the main focus of bringing people to Christ, of talking about salvation and righteousness. We just focus on so many other things. Our lives, marriages are lacking focus. Husband and wife, they get married. At the end of the day, they are like, what are we even doing in this marriage? I'm telling you from the experience of somebody, an older person I talked to, I think she's divorced. She was not telling me that, you need to have time for your family. He said, because at the end of the day, if you guys don't focus on what matters to you guys, that eventually you are going to wake up one day and be wondering, what are we even doing here? Because everybody will not know everybody again. So we must pay attention. Have a strategy for everything you are doing. Have a program. Have not only a plan, a program for every minute dedicated to that aspect of life. So in this place, it talks about the attention span. And then I'll put another screenshot I did for everyone. So it says, what is the attention span? So average human attention span is 8.25 seconds. Then percentage of teenagers who forget important information, 25%. When we were small, we were not forgetting things. Now, teenagers, 25, that means one out of every four teenagers will forget things that are important. People forget their own birthday, 7%. Percentage of times office workers check emails. 11 times an hour. That's how many times you check an email now. Like, many of us are so addicted that we check every second. Is there an email coming in? Is there an email coming in? Then percentage of times people picked up their phone. This one will shock you. This one is 1,500 times a week. That's every time you are picking up your phone. You're just picking it up like this and dropping it. Picking it up like this, dropping it. 1,500. Maybe for some of us, it's like 5,000. An average daily time we spend on our phone screen. If you have a good phone, I think almost every phone can almost do it now. You can check how long you're spending on your phone. Do you know average time an average person spends? 3 hours 16 minutes on the phone every single day. 3 hours. How many times do you pray for? How many times do I pray for? How many times do we read for? I've shared it over and over again. I started reading again last year, and I saw the things I knew within 1 month, within 2 months. Things I knew that changed my business within 2 months. Imagine if I've been reading like that for a year. Imagine if I've been reading like that for the last 3 years. So, this is an attempt of the enemy to cause so much distraction in our lives. Imagine if you're spending 3 hours on your phone every day. And then ask yourself, how many of those 3 hours brought money for me? If they're not bringing money, then we want to crush it. And only specify times we check our phone. It's important. See, I'm not that old, but I'm not too young too. I'm not a baby. So I remember that when I was growing up, there was no phone, there was nothing, and we survived. We would go to the post office and go and send a letter to somebody that the letter may not deliver for months, and we were still alive. I remember when my sister went to serve in, I think, Sokoto, that's where she went to serve, and we sent the letter. The service year is 1 year. I don't know how many letters we were able to exchange. Maybe 2 letters throughout the whole service year, because it would take months for it to get to Sokoto, take months for it to come back, and all that. We still survived. God kept her. So, picking phone to call somebody every second will not protect anyone. We need to remember that we existed before these things existed. So, we should be able to live our lives without them. Be able to live our lives and be okay without them. Maybe some of us even need to use Balasa phone again to save ourselves. Then average internet video watch time, almost 3 minutes. But I'm sure it's more than that. Because if you pick a short, how many of us don't watch shorts on our YouTube? YouTube shorts, Facebook shorts, TikTok shorts. We watch it almost every time. WhatsApp status. So I don't know where they got this one from. Because average internet video watch time will be far more than this. How can it be 2 minutes? No, 3 minutes. It's not. It's more than that. And more people prefer video now. We use this in 2 ways. Number one, to help ourselves. Number two, if you are doing business, you want to understand all these things also. And instead of just writing content, do video for people, because that's what they want to watch. I've also tried learning how to do videos and all that, because that's what people want to watch. So it's helpful to me. And I need to protect myself also. So that's it. The major thing we learned today are 2 things. Number one, laziness is one of the reasons we don't take action. It's one of the major enemies. And laziness is not you doing what you don't have capacity to do. It's you being unwilling to do what you have the ability to do. Delaying what you are supposed to do. Procrastination is also a sign of laziness. And then, lack of focus is one of the reasons people don't step out. We are doing this thing earlier this year, and we still spend more time on this topic this month, so that we know that January, February, we are ready to step out for the rest of the year. I told you how reading for a month made a lot of change. So imagine, even if you lost January and February, if you are able to maximize the rest of the year, you don't need to maximize every month of the rest of the year for a change. You just need to maximize 3 months, and it will change the rest of the year. So please, I'm begging you and I'm begging myself, let us step out with faith, with confidence, this week. Say no to lack of focus. And one of the ways we do that is accountability. Get someone who you can be accountable to. Not somebody we respect you. Someone that can say, oh boy, wait till they do your head now. You said you will do this thing, you know, Juan. You know, serious. Somebody like that, that's what you need. Somebody will tell you, you're not a serious person. Why didn't you do what you say you would do? You're not serious. And you can say that to the person also. So please, let us step out. The whole world is waiting for your manifestation, for my manifestation. The Bible says that at the end of the age, there are 10 men will gather to hold the sleeve. But trust me, they will only hold the sleeve or the cloth or the skirt of the cloth of somebody who has results. If I don't step out, if you don't step out, we can't have that result. So please, God, help us to step out, to be focused, to avoid laziness in the name of Jesus. And please, I want to see how many people promise to step out this week to avoid laziness. That this week, I'm going to step out to avoid laziness and I will avoid lack of focus. I will avoid distraction. And please, let's stay by it. Let's promise God. Let God help us to do that. And I pray that God helps all of us, that we step out in faith and be without distractions in the name of Jesus. So that's it. Stepping out is just stepping out. Take the first step. Read, study, even if you are not sure of whether you should do it or not. Take that first step. Go and study about it. That's even the first thing. Even if you know what to do, taking that first step to learn about that thing brings a lot of clarity, a lot of you being able to know where you're going is the way. So this week also, maybe you want to take a step that you've not been able to take for years. Just go and read about it. Pray about it. Take that first step. And then you see God opening up. There are many things in our lives that if you don't take the first step, we can never see the next step. If you don't take the first step, you can never see the next step. So please, let's go ahead and take that first step. In Jesus' name, amen. We've come to the end of the episode today. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege to be here again today. Thank you for the things you've shared with all of us that you've empowered us with. Let's just pray personally and say, Father, I rebuke every attack of the enemy coming in form of distractions in the name of Jesus. Let's pray, Father, every attack of the enemy coming in form of social media distraction, any form of distraction, focusing on things that don't matter in my life when I should focus on other things that matter. Father, Lord, I rebuke all these distractions in the name of Jesus. I rebuke all these distractions. I receive grace to begin to step out. I rebuke laziness. I receive grace to do what I'm supposed to do at the right time in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for everyone here today. Release that grace to everyone to overcome distractions, to have the strategy to overcome all the distractions of the enemy, and to be able to live without laziness, to do what we are supposed to do at the right time, in Jesus' name. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Good to see you all today. Thank you for coming, and I pray that God bless you in Jesus' name. So next week, please don't miss it also. It's going to be another powerful time, and please make sure you invite at least one person. So next week, we'll be looking at other ways, other things, other enemies of taking action. And then another thing, as God grants us time, we should start to what is the simple way to a fruitful life. We've been talking about enemies of distraction, then we'll talk about one of the major solutions. And I pray that God helps us all in Jesus' name. Amen. So see you all in Jesus' name. Bye. The good success.com.